After live stream discussions, May 9th, 12th, and 16th, 2025.
Isn't it strange that in this lifetime we find one another and then we sit under this tree? Which part of it do we have hands in it? Now, let's be for a moment 100% present with the eyes open and feel the environment. And now, rather than being distracted, we smell, we feel the air. We see the shape of the tree. And we feel our presence sitting here. Is our presence sitting here or are we a consciousness in which all of this present time is? Including the sounds and the birds, and are they out of our consciousness? It appears, but is it? Even as big as a plane that is passing by is it in our consciousness or is it separate? Don't doze off, stay extremely alert into discovery. You need to be alert in what I'm saying, otherwise it's waste. This is why this meditation emphasizes on alertness. That's it. Any sharing?
For a moment, immediately after you said, I felt that I am the consciousness and everything is in me. But then my mind was trying to question it, but I was feeling it.
I felt an alertness that I've never felt before. I feel like I can feel every cell.
We're so focused in one body. And because we're focused in one body, we see bodies. But when our focus is not limited, everything changes. Nothing is separate. Nothing is outside of our consciousness. It just isn't. But then we focus on the body again and everything becomes separate and limited. And that is what Maya means. Maya means experiencing what is not. Which is a great game. You know?
I have a question. Without the consciousness, I cannot be even present, or I don't exist without the consciousness, or that plane doesn't mean anything.
When we are in these realms, consciousness is everything. It's a pathway to awareness. The I am is consciousness. But the consciousness, when it's realized, it becomes this. What Nisargadatta said. When I feel love, I am everything. When I feel wisdom, I'm nothing. So you can say, when I feel totality of consciousness, I'm everything. When I go beyond to the complete elimination, I am nothing. And then he said, my life moves between these two polars. So, right now, we wanted to break through the limited consciousness tonight by vigilance, to realize that when we felt ourselves sitting here, where was our consciousness? Was it limited just to this body? That's expansion. And when you feel nothingness, still you're conscious of your nothingness. So as long as you're in the body, the consciousness is your companion. Just the fact that you say is empty is being aware of emptiness. So that's consciousness. So this is why we want to expand that, to see that what we see outside of individual limited consciousness actually is neither outside nor inside. It's just one knowingness, one consciousness. This is really high stuff I'm saying tonight.
I feel that it's exactly the way you're describing it. It's conscious of the emptiness.
That's the key, is conscious of the emptiness. But when you're completely empty, you're not conscious of it. This is the difference.
Can I ask a question? You said when you're completely empty, you are no longer conscious of it.
Of consciousness. It's like deep sleep. You still exist, but the consciousness is lacking. Then you come to a lighter sleep. In order to experience the manifestation, you have to be the consciousness itself.
One question. Do you always or often experience Satchit Ananda when you meditate, when you go to silence?
I experience Sat and Chit. Ananda, for me, is peace. It's not bliss. I don't know how bliss feels like.
Yeah.
I often wonder about this. Because when I was blissful, I was not aware of anything else but the bliss. I mean, intoxication.
Mm-hmm.
Those days that I had it. But, yeah.
So Satchit is the state inside.
Sat, no, it is your state. Sat means existence. Not the existence human thinks. So what, this guy exists. And when he's dead, he's not existing, right? And then existence is also conscious. In other words, the existence, when it becomes conscious, becomes manifestation. So they go hand in hand. There is not a one existence that doesn't become conscious and one is conscious. It's both at the same time. And we are that. When our attention goes to the movement of conscious, we're human. When it goes to the unmoved conscious, we're existence. But it doesn't matter. It's just the attention. That's what I think.
And you can experience that Satchit not necessarily in a state of meditation. You can just be doing your thing and experience that.
You call it experience.
Or
is the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
When your attention is on yourself, you taste your reality. It's not something you achieve even when you're working. And even if you know intellectually who you are and you're totally convinced by it, it has benefit because then you play the role. It's not the total understanding of it, but it's better than nothing.
So it's not an experience because it's already you.
Experience comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
You can say I had a momentary experience of existence. That means that everything dropped and I saw it. Mm-hmm. But we call that experience. Existence and pure consciousness is not experience. It's the state of being. Becoming is experience. You go as an individual, you experience that. But if you're that, then you can't say you're experiencing it.
So it's state of being, whether you know it or not.
That's all there is. That's all there is. This carpet is in a state of being because it is in the consciousness, and consciousness is existence. We call it that it's inert. It has no life to it. But if you see it, it's the same fabric as a human in a different form. Why? Because it is in the consciousness, and consciousness is existence.
Is consciousness existence or consciousness is in existence?
Consciousness is existence because they are inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
One is just this movement. That's my intuition. That's my conviction, you know? And I stand on it for myself.
Thank you.
Yeah, because everything else seems trash to me.
So is this all about attention? I feel like the whole thing is one consciousness. But when my attention goes towards the Maya, I get involved with the Maya. When my attention goes inward, then I feel the totality of that consciousness.
Yeah, we say attention, just verbally. It doesn't even need attention. But we have to say something. When you are, you're pure consciousness. When you try to become, you're involved consciousness. Right now, just be. We're not even talking about attention. Nobody need of that. So, yeah, I talk about attention to get your attention.
It's like everything being consciousness and at the same time this emptiness. You know what I'm saying? It to your mind is controversy, but it really feels that way.
Yeah. Everything appears in consciousness. Not everything is consciousness. Consciousness is empty, and then things appear. Okay? You can be conscious of nothing. Or you can be conscious of everything. Because I am is consciousness. So when we learn this and we expand on it and we really understand it, we see that the problem is thinking that the body and the mind and the five senses are telling us the truth. Where they're just an avenue. They're just like a vehicle of consciousness. Or drawing inside of the consciousness. But as long as we live, it's hard to drop the individuality. There are very, very rare cases that the realization is so high, they don't live in the body more than a few days. So most of the enlightened people live an ordinary life and they have all sorts of human stuff in their life and human traits. But what makes them different is that they know what I am is, and they know what the dream is. You know, Baba told me 2007 that he left his body. But the body was still living. 500 years after that. In other words, his entity, you know, his existence was doing some other things, some other places. But the consciousness I am still was there. Did you guys not experience the words that was coming out tonight? Did you not feel like that you were the consciousness of the body, but not the body itself?
Yes.
Did you? Yeah. Do you know how advanced this is? We just, for a moment, experience the expansion of consciousness.
Sat in the meditation, I'm a man or a woman. You ask a lot of questions. You ask the main question, which is, am I a man or a woman? But then you also ask, am I my thoughts or not? Am I the image that I think I am or not? Am I this body or not? And many other questions. My thinking was that all of it is also me. Even the body, everything, all of these things that is mentioned is not all of me, but it's still part of me. Am I correct?
No, no? It is in your conscious. But existence cannot be individualized. It's like a night dream. Again, we go over night dream. In night dream, you say to me, my image is in your night dream. You say, is all me, isn't it? I would have the same answer. I would say, no. You are the dreamer. Your image that says is all me is in the dream, in the conscious of the dreamer. Immediately you will wake up. Because you realize, yes, although you are in consciousness of the dreamer, but you are not the dreamer. Otherwise you would be one with the sleep of the dreamer, unmoved. So in the daytime, listen to this. In the daytime, this image that we questioned it is in the conscious of the cosmic dreamer. but it is not the reality of the cosmic dreamer. So we want to realize that we are that cosmic dreamer instead of the activity in the consciousness. Everything is in consciousness. All the five elements are in the consciousness. But the consciousness of who? At nighttime is a dreamer. What is the daytime? It's existence, which is the cosmic dreamer. In other words, it is the totality.
And the totality of a bad dream?
Totality has movement. Uh-huh. It is the images that call it bad and good. It's just a movement. Beyond that, I don't know.